To its own detriment, American society does not esteem the elderly the way they should. In fact, you get over 45 and they start calling you old man and want to relegate you somewhere out somewhere. And we're going to hear from one of our elders tonight. And I've probably shared this before, but he just passed away about a month ago. But Brother G.D. Tucker was a great man of God. And there at the Bible school, he was a teacher, and I had the privilege of being a teacher at the same time he was. And the church was remodeling, so they moved the services up to the big auditorium there. And I had some other duties that night, and I came in a little late for service. And Brother G.D. Tucker was up preaching, and there were some young preachers at the back, and they were standing there, and I came in, stood, they didn't see me, and I could tell they were kind of making fun of him a little bit, his preaching. And now Brother G.D. Tucker was a great preacher, but, you know, sometimes young preachers think that, you know, they got a hold of something new and better and all that. And I remember I said, hey, I want to talk to you two. And I said, I want to tell you something. Brother G.D. Tucker can say more with his life in 1 minute than you'll ever say in an hour in any sermon. Just his life. I have great esteem for folks who have been faithful in serving God year after year, good times, bad times, hard times, and they're faithful serving God. They're faithful to the house of God. They're faithful in prayer. I put them way up here. And you probably know who I'm talking about as far as our speaker tonight, but Brother Rose is going to come and share, and I hold him in high esteem in his walk with God. Come ahead, brother.
I'm grateful and thankful to be here on a Wednesday night. Of course, everybody knows that we work back at the with the bus kids on Wednesday night. But I'm just grateful for the Lord for his many blessings. You know, tonight, if I was putting a title on my little thought tonight, I am on a journey, and I'm going home. Now, I went on a journey one time back about 60 years ago. I didn't know where I was going. They put me on a ship, and I was on that thing for 32 days. End up 3 different countries, and ended up in Japan. So we never know, but tonight I know where I'm going. I know where I'm headed. I'm determined to make it all the way home. You know, I've got just a few days, it'd be 67 years since I started this journey, Brother Hurst, and I'm determined to go all the way. I haven't got much further to go according to life. I'm just so grateful. I was thought, if you want to read with me, I'm going to read a few scriptures in the 12th chapter of Acts. So I'm just going to read a few verses. So I don't know just how far I'll go, but of course, this is talking about Herod when he killed Peter, or not killed Peter, killed James, and put Peter in prison to kill him. So now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, And when he had apprehended him and put him in prison and delivered him to four squadron of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God and him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers and with no two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. But behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. Let's pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us tonight, Lord, to say something, Lord, from these words. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. And pray, Lord, that we'd be able to help and to encourage someone along the way, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord, that you have all power. Lord, we want to serve you and put you first in our lives. Now, Lord, bless this congregation tonight. And, Lord, we'll thank you and praise you. Amen. But I thought about how precious Jesus is. You know, I thought about, you know, the last time I spoke, I sang a song for the first time. I'll be a friend to Jesus. I'm glad tonight that I've got a friend, and his name is Jesus. And he has been with me everywhere that I've went. All the traveling that I had to do, not because of my want, but because to fill the duty of my country. And I thank God that he was there. I think as I look at these young people tonight, it's a blessing to see them sitting there in the house of the Lord. And I'll tell you this, keep on going for God. After 67 years, I don't see no place to stop. I've just got a little farther to go. I've been down the road. I've been over a few rough roads as I went along the way. But God has been with me and kept me through any test and trial that I've had. He's been there. He's been there and helped me. And certainly, I praise God for victory in Jesus. As long as I keep him in my sights, he'll always be there. I just love the Lord. I praise him. And I want to encourage, especially, well, I want to encourage everybody that's here tonight, keep on going. Don't let the enemy get in your way. Don't listen to what the enemy has to say. Just keep on serving the Lord. You'll have to excuse me. I forgot my jacket and my hanky. So I guess when you get old, you forget. But I'm so grateful for the Lord. You know, I think about I've went to church many different ways. I've walked, I've rode the mule, I've run, and I rode on a jeep, hood of a jeep down the valley in Kentucky to get to church. But you know something? Always found the Lord there at those little country churches. They was there. And Jesus was there. And I think about the apostles, how what they went through with. Just reading about what Peter went through, what James lost his life for Christ's sake. How many of us tonight is willing to give it all to Jesus? It's going to take, we don't know what we may be facing down the road. You know, I think about this beautiful building we have to worship. I remember as a child sitting along the altar while the preacher preached. I remember one time, it's kind of funny, but they had an old colored preacher. He couldn't read, but he could preach the word. But he stand up in back of us and preach and praise God and spit all over us. But he loved the Lord. And it just pays to serve the Lord, keep him close at all times, and don't let nothing hinder you. It's awful easy. The devil will come to us in so many different ways, and especially young people. Children, don't give up. No matter what the enemy will come across your mind with, don't heed to his call. We've got to keep on going. Because I've just about got my journey going, my journey made, if I hold on. But you, according to your age, you've got quite a ways to go yet. So keep on. Keep on serving the Lord. Think about, you know, Paul. He was Saul when he was started on a journey with papers to do, I don't know what to the people, but I guess to get authority to put them in prison, maybe kill them and what have you. But Jesus came down on the road to Damascus, and bright light shined, and Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why do thou kick against the pricks?" Jesus knows how to work. He's your friend. He's my friend. Let us keep Jesus as our friend. Let us draw closer to him. Don't stray. There's many on this trip that I'm on, there's many roads that you can take if you let the enemy guide you. But keep your eyes on Jesus. Eyes on Jesus. Don't ever get your eyes off of Jesus. And he loves you. He's there. You may think that he's forgotten you, but I can tell you, he's never forgotten me. He can heal you. He can save you. Oh, I love the Lord. I appreciate the presence when I feel his presence, knowing that he's still in my heart. I'm thankful. You know, I was privileged to be raised up in church all of my life. Mom and Dad took me to church when I was just a boy, little baby boy. They took me. Of course, Mom rode that old mule and carried us, some of us children, and go a mile to church. God was there in that little church. A few days ago went by, went and found where that church had been. But the foundation is still there, but the church is gone. But thank God, the Spirit of the Lord still dwells in my heart that I received that night. Me and my sister got saved the same night at that church. And certainly, I'm glad that I've held on. My sister's already made it home, but I've got yet to go. I've got a lot of friends. I've got a lot of people that is going on to be with the Lord, but I'm still here. I sometimes don't understand why the Lord allowed me, after giving me up to die. The doctors gave me up to die at the age of 9, but God had a different plan. Seemed like I haven't done much for the Lord, but He's done everything for me. I love the Lord, and I'm trusting you do too, and keep on, keep on, keeping on, and certainly we'll all be ready to meet Jesus on that golden streets of gold. Go through those golden gates, and certainly I love Him and I praise Him. I know I haven't said much, but I'll tell you this, keep on keeping on for Jesus, and let's lift up His name in everything that we do. Put Jesus first. Let's put Him first. We've got a roadmap here. This is a roadmap. If we'll follow, we won't go wrong. You'll never go wrong. But if you try other different things, you're liable to get off track. But let's keep them in the Word of God, and certainly we'll go right. So that's about all I have tonight, Brother Hurst. So I'll turn it over to you. God bless you all.
Would you come, music? You may have heard something else that stood out to you, but what I kept hearing was, keep Jesus close. Keep your eyes on Him. Don't let anything take your attention from Him. And so I want us to stand tonight, and I just want to end with this question. Is Jesus close to you tonight? I know He wants to be close to us, but what I'm saying, are you allowing Him to be close to you tonight? Do you have your eyes on Jesus? How many believes if we can make it, if we keep our eyes on Him? Isn't that what the writer said? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So as we come to pray tonight, say, am I close to Jesus? Do I have my eyes on Him? Would you come and fill the altars tonight? Amen. Draw close to Him. Seek Him. Take this time to seek Him tonight. Draw close to Him. Amen. Seek Him in prayer until you find yourself moving closer to Him. Nothing between our soul and our Savior. Hallelujah. Is the way clear? Is the way clear? Hallelujah. Let's seek Him tonight. Let's seek Him tonight. Hallelujah.
People said I'd never make it. Said I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. Shambles until the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. Lord, you gave me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never touched my heart, you touched my soul, and all those bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I've ever found. More than likely not to prosper. The best.